Okay, so now we bring the seventh parak above Metzia. It's parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. In this parak, Hasochar Sapolim is talking about the halachas about hiring workers. So the first mission here is going to basically the yisod is that when you hire a worker, obviously you can stipulate whatever conditions you want. You can come to an agreement to how you're going to work together. But if you do not speak out any particular stipulation, so the conditions that the work is undertaken will be standard conditions based on that time and that place. So let's pretend that standard work is for minimum wage, you know, $7.25 an hour, and it's, you know, 9 to 5. So if you don't speak out the time and the wages, so then the obvious assumption will be that's the wage, that's the time, and that's what they're expected to do. So the Mishnah starts out and it says, Socher Sapolim, if a person hires workers, they're day workers, and he goes in the morning and he finds guys to come, he tells them, you know, I'm digging a ditch, come to my house and help me excavate. So he doesn't tell them, however, he doesn't tell them the hours of the work or the amounts of the wages. They just show up ready to go. So if they show up there on the first day and he says, thanks for coming at 9 o'clock, guys, but I want you to know at this work site, now tomorrow when you show up, please come at 8 o'clock because I want to start earlier. So that's, they can refuse that. They can refuse that and say, listen, we undertook standard working conditions, which is 9 to 5. You can't now turn around and say you want to work from 8 to 6. Now, that would be true even if, once they started working, they started to work, and he can't change the conditions, even if he agreed from the outset to pay them more. If you tell them, oh, the reason why you think I'm paying you more, I'm paying you $10 an hour, not 7 and a quarter, they would say, yeah, because you want us to do a good job. But unless he spoke ahead of time, the conditions are something different than normal, then they can assume normal conditions. So therefore, Amr Lahem Lahashkim Al-Arev, if he tells them, you know, after they started work, after the deal is done and they're underway, Lahashkim, to get up early in the morning, meaning to start work earlier than the Minagam Makam, Ullah Ariv, or to stay later than is the minimum Minagam Makam. So Makam Shinahagu Shalo Lahashkim Vishlullah Ariv, if it's a place where that's not normal, where people do not get up, you know, they only start working at 9 and they end up working at 5, so then Ainu Rashai Lakufan, he can't force them to work early or stay late, even if he set with them an above standard amount of wages, still he can't force them. Obviously, he can say, don't come back tomorrow, I'll find somebody else. But to the extent that they're contracted to the job and they're coming for the whole job, they can, as Kabbalanim, whatever it is, they can demand normal working conditions at the pay that he set from the outset. Now, Makam Shinagu Lazun, Yazun. If the minig of the makam is to feed the workers food, then he has to feed them food. Lisapek b'masika. If the custom is normally to provide them with masika. Masika can mean one of two things. The bartender learns it means lifton. Lifton means, you know, things that accompany the bread. So masika, sweet things. So not just giving them bread, but also, you know, jam to put on the bread, or lavdavka jam, could be, you know, hummus, whatever it is. So then lisapek, he must provide it. There's another pshat which says that masika actually is not a chumrah, demanding more, the employer would actually less, meaning that instead of providing them with a bona fide meal, he just provides them with a snack, you know, like instead of giving them proper bread and hummus, he gives them just, you know, dates and figs and so on, you know, just like biscuits and a cup of coffee. So if that's the minhag, that's what he has to provide. Hakol k'minhag medina. Everything goes according to the minhag medina, whatever is normal is normal. So this hakol, what's it coming to add? Because we've said that already. It's coming to tell you that if, for example, the minhag is that, and this was the minhag, if the Torah's standard of work, learn that from Psukim and Talim, is that a person is supposed to leave his house. This may not be the minhag, in which case the minhag overrides us. But if there's no minhag, the Torah standards are a person should leave his home to start work at Netzach Amma, and he leaves the work site at Sukuchavim. It's obviously a very long work day, but in any case, that's the Torah's expectation. So what they would do is they would leave home, you know, at Netz, and then when they get to the employer's field, whatever it is, he would provide them with breakfast. So before they start their day. So let's say, for argument's sake, that every day they come and the standard conditions are that they get to eat breakfast in his house with him. You know, if one day he says, listen, today we're not going to eat in my house, we're eating out in the field, whatever it is, so they can say, this is the hakol, what it's going to add. He says, no, if the minhag is to eat in the house, they can demand, no, 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 we want to eat at a table like a mensch, you can't give us something different. Now, the next line of the Mishnah has a chasur mechstra, they're missing words. The Gemara says, the next words of the Mishnah should be impossible at Mazonos if he spoke out to them, oh, by the way, I'm providing you the food, since that would be included anyways in the standard working conditions if mizonos already would be included before he promised it. So by the fact he promised, oh, and there's food with the job also, that would mean excess food, extra food than what's normal. And on that, we have a maisa, a story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, Shamar Livno. He said to his son, say schor lanu polim. Go and find us some workers, you know, put aside, put an advertisement on the RBS list and find us someone who will work for us. And v'halach pasak lahem mizonos. And the posting, the job posting, he said, listen, come work for me and my dad, and we provide you with food also. So since food also would be included even without mentioning that, since that's the minhag hamakom, by saying food also, that would then mean extra food. So how much is extra food? So when his son came back and told Yochanan ben Masya what happened, Ukshaba eitzel aviv, amar lo, so the father said to him, listen, Bini, my son, afilu im ata osalahem. Now that you promised them food, even if you make them meals, kasuda shlomo b'sha'ato, even massive banquets like Shlomo Melech made in his time, famous for his enormous food consumption, but he provided a table for people. Lo yatzasi dechavascha imahen. You still wouldn't have fulfilled your obligations to these people since you promised them food. She'en b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. They are children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and his Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, it's their idea of providing food even exceeded what Shlomo Melech provided. You see, by Avram Avinu, he provided three whole cows for three guests. So you have to provide him a whole cow each. So, Ela Achlo Yaschil B'malacha. Rather, the father says to the son, before they start working, and therefore all you've done is you've told them words, but they haven't, you know, there's no been his chayvus yet. There hasn't been a kinyan, there hasn't been a starting of work. You can now say, sorry, miscommunication. Before you start working, understand the conditions. Say v'emor lehem, go and clarify with them and tell them, amanash ein lechem alai ela pas v'kitnis bilvad. Tell them that when I said work, what I meant was just pas, bread, and kitnis, you know, beans, you know, there's the hummus, bilvad, and that's all. So that is according, now, this shita, according to Rav Yochanan ben Masya, food means like food, whatever they want, and he doesn't want to be obliged to that, so he felt obliged to speak it out ahead of time. That's not what they're getting. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, he says, Lo hayat tzarach lomar, that was not necessary. Hakol k'minhag medina, everything goes according to the minhag medina. And even if you say you're providing food, if you didn't specify more than what standard food, you meant standard food. And therefore, this excess of, you know, midas chasidus, let's call it, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya was taking on for himself was just that, just midas chasidus. There's no need to actually speak out with them that you're not providing them a masuda, like a cow per person. And that's the din. The din is like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, that are called Kamina Medina.